Before listening to presenters stating why the funds were needed, Umatilla Republican Senator Alan Hayes set the tone of the meeting by describing how his Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on General Government could be swayed.
Our ultimate objective is to know that the expenditures that we're authorizing are based on science, not just something that sounded good and smelled good 4, 5, or 10 years ago. We want something that is reliable, verifiable, and predictable.
The committee, considering $220 million worth of environmental recommendations, focused largely on the Indian River Lagoon, which has been plagued by massive animal die-offs and the elimination of thousands of acres of seagrass. But researchers aren't sure of the causes or what can be done to help the waterway. Among them are scientists from Fort Atlantic University's Harbor Branch Institute. Kara Perry, who represents the institute, says they want to create statistical models to help the lagoon's recovery.
So the question is, if funds and resources are limited, what areas should be labeled priority? And predictive modeling can answer those kinds of questions and more.
Her proposal won Hayes over, but lawmakers later heard a similar idea from Dr. Edie Witter, a scientist with the Ocean Research and Conservation Association. Witter says there's not much difference between the proposals, except she believes hers is cheaper.
What's the difference and or relationship between what you're presenting and what FAU is just presenting before you?
The system that they're using is an excellent system, but it's one that is in the high price range that I spoke of before, that the U.S. Commission on Ocean Policy report indicated that, you know, we needed to be finding lower cost solutions so we could have a lot more sensors out there. And so that has been our goal.
Witter's proposal asks for $2 million to help put 25 of what are called Kilroy sensors in polluted areas to monitor water conditions. Lawmakers gave no indication which of the proposals they'd fund. The committee also looked into removing the muck that's made some waterways dirty. Some presenters suggested what's called sand capping, while others advocated for appropriating $20 million to dredge the muck from the Indian River Lagoon. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.